follows as an example of how our community land trust worked to save the day in the case of a farm in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts, and I visited this farm back in May. Indian Line Farm is an organic farm on 17 acres that feeds 140 families with fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs. It is an important part of the fabric of the local culture. When its owner suddenly died, the future of the farm was in jeopardy, and it was in a prime real estate development market. Fearing that condos would sprout where corn once grew, a local group working with a conservancy group formed a community land trust to purchase this specific farmland and sell the house and the farm buildings to a young couple who were working on the farm but could not afford the entire purchase price. In other words, the cost of the land was removed from the total cost of the farm. The new owners only had to secure a loan on the buildings, putting the price within their ability to purchase the farm. The agreement allows for the new owners full use of the land for 99 years, which is inheritable. At the end of the 99 years, a new identical lease is let to the current occupants. Should the current owners ever wish to sell, the new owners will also receive a new 99-year lease identical to the original lease. This farm will continue to operate as such for as many centuries to come. No developer will ever be able to touch this land. The owners pay a small monthly lease fee for the use of the land and retain full ownership of all the buildings on the land and all the improvements they make to the land. Should they decide to sell, they will price the buildings according to current market replacement value minus any depreciation. Any improvements to the land, such as soil improvements or planting an orchard or a vineyard, will also be included in the sale price. Thus, a working farm was saved from developers. A new farming family was given a permanent home that they could now afford, on which they could raise their family and grow their crops. There are more than 200 community land trusts around the country now. Here in New Hampshire, there are 5 such trusts now in operation, and banks tend to be favorable to these trusts, incidentally. There is now a national association to help new trusts get started and organized. The Community Land Trust is an excellent way to help to purchase and manage land and make it affordable for new farming families and communities. The other idea for financing these properties is something called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, and it is a new idea in financial support for farmings, whereas customers pay the farmer in advance for a share of their crops for the upcoming growing season. CSA is also a source of financing for small farms, family farms, as local residents can also invest in these farms to help them get started. The CSA concept was developed in Switzerland and Japan in the 1960s, where consumers interested in safe food and farmers seeking stable markets for their crops joined together in this new form of economic partnership. The concept migrated to the United States in the mid-1980s, and today there are 1,500 such CSAs around the country, with many more being added every year. Here's how it works. Every year, the farmer estimates how many families his farm can feed, and what his anticipated operating costs will be, and then sets his price per share. He gets paid when he needs money the most, in the dead of the winter, as he is preparing for the new growing season. In the case of Indian Line Farm, which we just spoke about, they charge $550 per share, which is sufficient to feed a family of 4 consisting of 2 adults and 2 children. There is no limit to the number of shares a family may purchase, and they receive their produce from June through November. As the harvest begins to come in, the customers receive a weekly delivery of what is in season. They also share in the risk with the farmer as well. If it is a bountiful crop, they get a larger share, and if it's not, they receive less. By selling in advance direct to his customers, farmers get a better price for their crops, gain better financial security, and are relieved of much of the task of marketing. The word of mouth among his customers is their main source of advertising. It is not uncommon for a CSA farm to sell all of its shares only after a few years of working under this structure. Each CSA is structured to meet the needs of their participants, so many variations exist, including the level of financial commitment and active participation by the shareholders. Customers become active participants in their food source. They know who produces their foods and often volunteer on the farm or trade work for their shares. It is a win-win arrangement for the farmer and his customers. He is relieved of most of the financial burdens of farming. His customers get fresh produce and become emotionally attached to their local food source. Considering that the average meal that we will eat here at the hotel this weekend has traveled 1,500 miles, and the alarming rate at which food prices are increasing as a result of rising transportation costs, farms are becoming our CSA farms.